You know, we did get a chance to talk to Governor David E. Gay about the ongoing social upheaval triggered by the death of George Floyd. But we also pressed him about the testing issue and the tensions between some of his cabinet members and some senators as we all try to work on solutions to COVID-19. Last week, for the second time in a row, Mike McCartney, head of the Hawaii Department of Business, Economic Development and Tourism, declined to allow his department staff to answer questions about an economic plan because of concerns about bullying. Here's the governor. I know that there is some concern about the tension between some members of the Senate and some of your cabinet, in particular, Mike McCartney over at DBED. Your response to that?
You know, we continue to work with the legislature. I know that Mike has had conversations with the Senate president and others. You know, we want to assure that we can have a thoughtful and respectful exchange. You know, and there has been concern about hostile exchanges and, you know, employees being intimidated and threatened. And obviously that's not a good work environment for everybody. So we're committed to ensuring that our employees are working in a hostile-free work environment.
Anything more on the testing end of that as far as, what you hope then to have in place before you lift the restrictions for Trans-Pacific travel?
Clearly, I think we're in a good place right now. We've expanded testing capacity within the state of Hawaii to more than 5,000 samples being able to be run every day. And that begins to assure us that if we suspect people have been exposed, we can test all of those who should be tested and get results within 24 hours. And that's a critical part of our program to bring visitors in. We continue to expand the contact tracing capability within the state, and that is a critical part. Everyone across the country says that testing and contact tracing are the two most important skills. And we're one of the only states that have maintained contact tracing on every single case that has been here in the islands. And, you know, we are initiating new training programs and we'll have more contact tracers in anticipation of a spike. You know, and so what we're looking at, Kathy, is what are the conditions of the virus in our most important markets? And you know, we're wanting to see it in the trending in the right direction, you know, reduction in the number of cases and, you know, not having the virus counts spiking in those communities that many of our visitors are coming from, because we do know that the spread of the virus is related to travel. It's been more local residents traveling out of state and getting infected and bringing it back. But we also know that it is a risk to our community when people from out of state, especially in those communities where the virus is spreading wide in the community, that they're traveling to the islands and infecting others is a big concern we're trying to manage.
I did talk to GM over at Mauna Lani, and he was saying that they hope to open bookings like August 1st, and that he needs at least a month prep time to get his staff trained and get the property ready to start accepting guests. I think another property said they were hoping to start booking in July. Any thoughts on that?
Well, so we are working, Catherine, you know, really to get a safe way for travelers from out of state to come back to our islands and enjoy it. And we are focused on those communities where the virus has been contained and the community spread of the virus is very low, similar to what we see here in the islands. And we feel comfortable in reestablishing travel from those communities to ours without the mandatory quarantine.
Just anything in general, just about the Floyd case?
You know, I think that all of us here in the islands were horrified by the tragic death of George Floyd. I mean, clearly, regardless of the circumstances, he did not deserve to die in that manner. I support everyone's First Amendment right to be able to express their anger, their discussed about the whole notion that our country has made promises to battle discrimination and unequal treatment of the Black community and minorities in general. And we haven't made the progress that all of us would like to see in this country. You know, I'm proud of Hawaii because as a community of minorities, we learned a long time ago that when we work together, we can do great things. And the only way for us to make progress is for all of us to celebrate our diversity and really commit to much, much broader goals and aspirations for our community. You know, we don't anticipate the rioting and violence that we've seen in other communities, but we also know that it's the outside agitators that come and escalate the violence and rioting, irrespective of what the local community would want to see. So, you know, I am hopeful that our community will not let outsiders come in and speak for us or interrupt our commitment to be respectful and allow all voices to be heard.
And that was part of a conversation we had with Governor David Ige Friday afternoon.